commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we really do try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health and questions about products. And you can go through the website or the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Dr. Jeffrey Boone on the eradication of heart attack and stroke. Now, today's guest is Dr. Holly Lucille, and our subject is the double whammy, hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue. We will start off first with just some news you can use. This interesting area of concussion head injury, and even not concussion, but just bumps on the head, has certainly made the national press. We had a very interesting researcher and clinician, Mary Lee Estee, PhD. We've talked with her before about concussion and treatment, and she has a book out that's very interesting called Conquering Concussion. You really need to look at it. Healing Traumatic Brain Injury Symptoms with Neurofeedback and Without Drugs. She has a system that we've talked about as far as identifying what goes on in the brain with even a small hit, a bump on the head, heading a soccer ball, and certainly with concussion. And she's done some wonderful work with returning military individuals with TBIs, traumatic brain injury. And what we're finding is that the old thought that the only thing you can do to heal the brain is to give it time, that's not proactive. And there's more and more information and research that omega-3s, number one, are fabulous at helping the brain heal itself. They're anti-inflammatory, but also magnesium, zinc, taurine, alpha-lipoic acid, an antioxidant, B vitamins, especially folinic and B12, vitamin C, vitamin E, CoQ10, and the list is getting longer. So just wanted to give you that tidbit. And now go forward with our show with Dr. Holly Lucille. And we're very honored to have Holly here. I'm going to ask her to give you her connection, her website. You've got to see some of the work that she does and listen to what they're streaming on their site. It's very interesting. She's a nationally recognized and licensed naturopathic doctor, educator, natural products consultant, and television host. She is the co-author of Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. As an acclaimed expert in the field of integrative medicine, Dr. Holly lectures on a variety of natural health topics. Her appearances include national media programs and networks, including Dr. Oz, The Doctors, Lifetime Television for Women, Montel Williams, PBS's Healing Quest, The Hallmark Channel, and Discovery Fit and Health Channel. She is on the editorial advisory board of Alternative Medicine and Natural Practitioner and is regularly quoted as an expert in both consumer and peer journals. Dr. Holly, as Dr. Holly Lucille prefers to be called. Dr. Holly, welcome to the show.
Dana, thank you so much, and you can call me anything. Dr. Holly is what usually falls out of people's mouths. So,
well, that sounds good to me. Tell us a little bit about your site, the information, and what you are trying to do, what your goals are.
Well, my goals mostly in this healthcare world is I want to put the dots really close together so that people can connect them and own their own healthcare. And when I say that, you know, I look at the word primary care provider, or PCP, and I think when you turn that on its head, everybody should be primarily in charge of providing care for themselves. And so I know this is the sort of information age. Sometimes I call it the misinformation age, but I want to be in the business of facilitating understanding. I want people to have those aha moments. I feel like a lot of our ability to stay well and be optimal in this life is not rocket science. And if I could just help people really take responsibility, make great choices, understand that their doctors work for them, understand that, you know, the foundations of health have to do with all of the things that we hear and talk about every day, which is clean air, great water, good nourishing food. That's pretty much what I wake up for every day.
Well, and you do it so well. I know your website is Dr. Holly Lucille. For those of you that are listening, that's Dr. Dr. HollyLucille.com. And I think you'll find it a very informative site. I like the videos that you have and the interviews. It's very nice that we have this information. And I also liked what you said about the misinformation age. It's hard to sort through what's valid and what is not. And I always say, if you listen to enough people and you do your own research, you'll come to the conclusion of who is just selling you a bill of goods, so to speak, and who's really giving you good, solid information you can depend upon. Now, our subject today is a double whammy, hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue. This combination is my favorite subject because of that intertwining of these hormone systems, of these glands. And what I find interesting, Dr. Holly, is that the thyroid is better understood by most physicians, but not so much the adrenals. So let's get started. Talk to us about these double whammy conditions.
Yeah, I agree with you. And quite honestly, when you look at the whole endocrine system or your hormone system, I think the world-renowned endocrinologist Deepak Chopra says it best. You know, you touch one strand and the whole web trembles. The interconnectedness of this complete system, starting with, let's say, the hypothalamus pituitary up in your brain, and then just think about it. Any gland that you have is part of this amazing system, your thyroid, your adrenals, your pancreas, your thymus gland, your gonads, so your ovaries and testes, and everything is so connected. It is one of the most sophisticated interconnected systems in our body, and we really, when we're treating it, have to have a big picture mentality, I believe. But when it comes down to the double whammy, the adrenal thyroid axis is extremely specific, and it needs to be understood.
Well, I like the way you said that, and it's important, I think, for listeners. You know, we get on certain subjects, we stick to that subject, and I look at it like a map, and we can look at our town, but then that town is part of a county, which is part of a state, part of the country, and so it's good to step back and say, okay, here's what we're looking at broadly, and here's what we're talking about today. I also like the concept that deep in the brain, I think it's in the limbic system, is like the gossip line, the old telephone systems where the operators could tune in and listen. And that, the brain receives this information about what's going on. And what I understand, I don't know if this is accurate, but brand new information, that the glands talk to each other.
Oh, sure.
Not just through the brain. That's a slow system, that there are neurotransmitters on all these systems that are speaking, and it's kind of like a team that has cell phones, and they're on those cell phones all the time.
Sure.
So tell us a little bit more about that, if you can. I know some of this is new info for our listeners.
Sure, absolutely. Well, let's talk about, so your adrenal glands are just to make it simple for our purpose here today, your stress glands, okay? And they're pretty much on the front lines, monitoring and responding to, unfortunately, I think in our modern day world, the multiple confounded, complicated stressors that we have. And, your body is meant to take care of you. That's what it's going to do. It is going to compensate. It is going to keep you alive. It's all about survival for the most part. And in our modern day, really, most people are not sitting in a thriving mode where they're relaxed. They've got a nice balance of their parasympathetic. That's where you rest, relax, and repair versus their sympathetic, which is that fight or flight. Most people aren't in thriving. They are in survival. And we were meant to survive, certainly, but only for little spurts at a time, not this chronic, I call it chronic compensation, not chronic constipation, it's chronic compensation that happens. Our body is constantly going, oh my gosh, there's a bear, there's a bear, there's a bear. And it's not a bear, right? It's you're sitting in front of your computer and you get an email from a coworker or your boss that's infuriating. You just missed a parking spot. You are in traffic. You're trying to balance your checkbook. You are upset because your teenage son didn't clean his room. There are financial issues, unresolved emotional issues, relationship issues. It's unending. And so what happens in that chronic compensation is that with your adrenals starting to, certainly be on high alert, they get fatigued. They start to putter out. And both high alert and getting fatigued is going to disrupt thyroid function. When that gets involved, and it's a normal compensation, but chronically, you start to have signs of what I will just call hypometabolism. That means, sure, constipation, stubborn weight gain that you cannot get off, dry skin, maybe a swollen tongue, dry eyes. The list goes on and on. But it's poor digestion is a big one. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, thyroid, your active thyroid hormone is responsible for both aerobic and anaerobic metabolism. That's the gas pedal in each and every cell in your body.
Yes, well said. I'm listening to you, Dr. Holly. I am reminded that years ago, I took a course from Hans Selye, and it was in the latter part of his life, and the medical community spent his lifetime trying to get rid of his medical license because he dared to say that stress, which is invisible, stress on the body causes a physical change in the adrenal glands, and he proved it very elegantly with studies on mice, and it didn't matter. It was just too hard to take in. So every time I hear a description, I know that's who started it. And he's the one that came up with also type A behaviors in that discussion. But thank you. That was an elegant discussion, and what I'd like to do is continue this conversation in the next segment, and we'll go further and further with Dr. Holly Lucille. For those of you that have just tuned in, we're talking about the double whammy, hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue, and I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day, and you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. Please tune in every Sunday morning, and next Sunday, Kevin's going to have a discussion with Dr. Boone on the eradication of heart attack and stroke. That should be very interesting. Now, today's guest is Dr. Holly Lucille, and our subject is the double whammy, hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue. We're honored to have Dr. Lucille on the show, and I think you should go to her website. There's a lot of good information, and it's just drhollylucille.com. So, Dr. Holly, let's keep talking about the adrenals and the thyroid.
You bet. So, one of the most important things is that I think when people start feeling that protracted fatigue, the wired but tired, you know, people come home from their day or get done with their day, you know, I'm talking about stay-at-home moms as well, and they're completely exhausted, but they're tired. I mean, they're wired. They're wired but tired. So they've got this, it is so important to start to understand that your body is really quite brilliant. And when it becomes symptomatic, when you don't have normal rhythms, like your circadian rhythm, which is your sleep-wake cycle, that's driven by cortisol, and that's your number one stress hormone released from the adrenal glands. When things start to break down, I think it's important that you understand that you need support. And there are so many different ways and so many clinically studied ingredients that folks can support the adrenals. As you were saying, you know, you go into your, let's say, conventional Western reductionistic doctor, and sure, they might go, oh, yep, you have hypothyroidism, and here, take a little bit of this drug. We're going to try to get your TSH within normal limits. It's not, you can get a TSH within normal limits, and that's the gold standard of trying to understand thyroid function. But if we don't really dive in deeper to identify and treat the cause, I always ask myself, let's say a 32-year-old, otherwise healthy woman comes to see me, and she's got these symptoms, lab test in hand. Oh, her TSH is a little elevated. That means her thyroid is starting to underfunction. Instead of just medicating her, I want to say, hey, why is this happening? Because if you identify and treat the cause and get to the root of what's going on, then you can establish normal function and optimal function of the body instead of just setting a person up for a lifelong of medication use, right?
Right.
And so I think that that's very, very important. And so usually you aren't going to be able to really thoroughly address somebody's symptoms and get them back to optimal health unless you start supporting the adrenal glands and start understanding the story of stress in their life.
You know, I'm so delighted, as I mentioned before, to have this conversation. I talk about the adrenals and thyroid as quite often what is low adrenal function gets treated as if it's low thyroid function. And as you said, it's getting to the core of it. And I talk about the two glands as if those systems are two people walking together. If the adrenals are the primary problem, treating the thyroid for low thyroid function gives short-term benefit, maybe a few weeks, but then it backs up because you have to, two people walk to the slowest person, and if the adrenals are the slow one, the
right.
thyroid fixing it is not going to change it long-term, and vice versa. Talk about some of the symptoms that people have if they have low thyroid versus low adrenal function so they can start identifying.
Well, quite honestly, they overlap. They
yes,
completely
they
overlap.
They do.
Really do. I mean, I think the protracted fatigue, that kind of that fatigue where you feel like you got bit by a tsetse fly, and also, you know, the like just the sluggishness, and as well, you know, and it's counterintuitive, but the sleeplessness, because what I call them inappropriate nocturnal cortisol spikes, and nobody has to remember that, but, you know, that cortisol does set your circadian rhythm, that nice little diurnal variation, that wave-like, hey, it's up in the morning, so good morning, hey, great to be alive, can't wait for this day, and then it decreases during the day, and at night it allows us to go to sleep. When your adrenals are dysregulated, that you can have cortisol spikes in the night, and that's why the wired but tired happens, and also that's why you wake up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, not just to, oh, I'm going to go find a new position. It is eyes dilated, heart beating. That is that dysregulation, and so I know it's counterintuitive, but sleeplessness as well, but it's the fatigue. It's also immunocompromisation. You know, you can't seem to fight off anything. Anybody, the cold flu season comes along, guess what? You are like the canary in the mine. You get it. You know, you just, it's, you know, you start your vitality. That's the word. Your vitality just starts to plummet.
And that is very well said. It's interesting because as you talk about symptoms, people are going to be given something to help them sleep at night. But that's not necessarily going to be restorative sleep.
Nope.
So what does someone do who is wired and tired, and it's clearly more adrenal but also affecting the thyroid?
Well, I think one of the most important things, and when I see a situation like this, I always go, all right, I want to support both. And you know, you and this show will highlight ingredients, and somebody who does this really well, and who actually talks about this all the time, you know Terry Lemeron.
Yes.
And amazing icon, I think, in the natural product world. But so, first of all, the one thing that I love to use all the time with people that have identified these multiple confounded stressors is a blend of adaptogens. And when I say that, that's those are plant medicines. Those are herbal medicines that if you think about adapting, you know, a lot of folks that come into my practice and we identify these multiple stressors, there's really no exit strategy right now. There's a lot going on in their lives. And if we can't have them walk up to the top of the mountain, first of all, they're too tired to do so, and become a Zen monk and allow all of this stuff to fall away, there's not a possibility. So let's supplement their lifestyle right now. Help them adapt. I call it grow their fuse. And so he's got a product, Terry Naturally, called Adaptra, which is exactly that. It is a blend of these lovely botanicals like ashwagandha and rhodiola that really help you meet everyday challenges. They can help maximize energy, relieve the burden of the chronic stress, promote muscle tone, revitalize adrenal function. That's something that I always put on board because I think that they are so helpful.
That is something that's so important in alternative complementary nutritional medicine, however we want to describe it. This adaptogen idea, because people are used to treating, for instance, in diabetes and hypoglycemia, it's basically the same treatment. Get off sugar, stabilize your blood sugar, support the with the nutrients that support the system.
Well, yeah, you said it better than I, because you know, those are great nutrients, but you're right, lifestyle has everything to do with it. You want to add, definitely you want to drink water. Your adrenal glands are right above your kidneys, on top holes your kidneys. And Dr. Teitelbaum always suggests, if anybody is going through adrenal fatigue, a gallon of water a day. And I know that sounds like a lot, but if you just put it in your way, get it in your way, and make sure you get it in your body, it helps so much. Keeping your blood sugar stable is just key. Having a little bit of protein each time, full of colors, stay plant strong, nutrient dense. Why? If you go a long time without eating, your brain requires blood sugar to work, and your adrenal glands are going to know, wow, hey, I got to do something. So it's an alarm response. They tell your brain to tell your liver to kick out glycogen so you can keep thinking. It's, once again, it's not thriving, it's surviving. And when we're surviving, we can't heal. We have to get over. So those lifestyle keys are really important.
Yeah, it really is. And the net effect of this, as our listeners probably have experienced, is that they have to eat frequently and they get hungry and then they'll run for, of course, the quick fix foods. And this is because of the adrenal weakness. The adrenals get tired. So go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right on there, too. It's like people, when you have a want for energy, people go for, you know, sugary, nutritionally valueless food, and it makes sense, right? They just want to feel better. And then the other thing that comes on board is the medicated wake cycle, which is caffeine, you know,
yes,
which completely makes everything worse. And it's a slippery slope, because what happens at night then? They use, like you said, either a sleep agent and or alcohol to calm everything down, try to get them in bed, not restorative sleep, and they're off and running the next morning with a bunch of caffeine. So these things can help break that cycle.
And that's what's important about the adaptogens, is to stabilize the system, help the body help itself.
Yes.
One of the interesting, and Dr. Teitelbaum has been a long-term colleague. He is from fatigue to fantastic, is
yeah,
so excellent. When we look at symptoms and look at a person, the hypothyroid person is usually more flushed, has more edema in the tissues, whereas the extreme hypoadrenal individual is going to be more pale, hollow-eyed, thin, and thirsty, but they don't hold their water, so they're drinking and urinating. And I love this idea of getting the water in. And for some of them, salt helps, not for everybody. But what else can people do in their lifestyle to get that change rolling?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is to identify and decrease chronic stressors. You know, that email that you haven't written, that you wake up to, shoot, I got to do this, get it off your plate, make a list, start checking things off, the conversation that you need to have, the budget that you need to put yourself on. Go ahead and muster up the inertia to, and this is how I have people look at it. Let's say it's like a bank account, your health, okay? And we want to look at, when people come and present to me in this way where there's so much fatigue and there's so many signs and symptoms of just hypoadrenalism at this point in time, hypothyroidism, really low vitality, we start identifying deposits and withdrawals. And the only way you get out of debt is you make more deposits than withdrawals over time. It's a long-term savings account, really. And so I start helping people identify, hey, what are deposits? Now, we look at it, lifestyle across the board. You know, a lot of people have withdrawals within their relationships. I've had I saw a woman the other day, one a huge withdrawal for her was she was so, her vitality was so low, she had just moved in to a brand new, recently remodeled unit, and the off-gassing from the cupboards and the carpet was, she just couldn't handle it. She'd never been, quote-unquote, chemically sensitive in her life, but because she was so in debt with her health, this was such a huge withdrawal that she just couldn't afford, and it plummeted her. We had to get her out of there for a bit. And then as we started to restore her health, make some deposits, okay, clinically studied nutrients, her lifestyle changes, stress modulation, more parasympathetic activity. That's where you rest, relax, and repair. Where do you unburden? Then she was able to go back and, you know, regain her lease and live in that unit just fine.
Very nice. And we'll keep this conversation going. Folks, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on the double whammy, hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue, from Dr. Holly Lucille.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday, and I want you to join us next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on eradication of heart attack and stroke. Now, today's...
So she called me, and she said, hey... is this addictive? And I'm like, what do you mean by this? And she's like, is your adrenaline? I said, well, yeah. Tell me what you're experiencing. And she said, I have never wanted to watch a horror movie in my life. And as I'm sitting here, because I told her, I'm like, rent movies, you do whatever you can, but you need to sit down, okay? He's like, I have never wanted to watch a horror movie in my entire life, and all I want to do is watch a frightening movie. Now, to your point, mm-hmm. She was complete. She needed that spark. She needed that fire. She needed that jolt. She was addicted to it. Isn't that amazing? I mean, that
it is. That's very telling.
Yeah, it just solidified to me. And so the biggest thing for me is to be able to give that piece of education, that you're going to go through a withdrawal process. It might get worse before it gets better. There's going to be a letdown. It's kind of like a detox. You know, those receptor sites that are used to getting that adrenaline, that cortisol, the epinephrine, norepinephrine, all of those catecholamines are going to have to downregulate. So you get more into those inhibitory neurotransmitters where you can calm down. And it definitely is just So the piece of education is very important, and allowing them to just have the time to rest and have the time and the permission. People don't think that they have the permission to actually hang out and heal. And I, you know, sometimes I'm a big advocate that I don't have doctor's orders. I call them, these are Dr. Holly Lucille's recommendations, because I do want people to take complete responsibility for their healthcare, for my recommendations, but